Go ahead, Drew.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, coast to coast, around the country and around the world. This is Real Talk, Real Estate with your traveling host, Gerard Kareem. I want to welcome you all here to our show today. We're going to have a great show. We're going to have our guest on, Mr. Van Stagg, our banker and real estate investor. Then we're going to have also Mr. John Fuller, founder and creator of the Official Home Buyer's Guide and the ultimate guide for real estate investors. It's a great day today. I want to see if John, are you on the phone today?
Yeah, I'm on right now, man.
All right, good deal. We got John Fuller here in attendance. Van Stagg, we got you on yet?
Yeah.
Okay,
hold on,
we're gonna wait for
man.
Mr. Van, but I got a few things we're gonna do today. I want to first always bring up the quote of the day for you all. We always have some interesting quotes. Get you thinking, and we want your mind thinking, and we want you motivated to make moves. So on our quote for the day is, all that we have is this moment. Make the best of it. All that we have is this moment, because no other time is guaranteed to us. So we make the best of the moment and the time that we have. So that's our quote for the day. We want you to think on that and ponder on that. We're going to talk about back to basics, the ABCs of home ownership. So we're going to get into all this today. I want to really get people back to basics, ABCs of home ownership, starting with a few steps. I got three steps that we want to take when making this decision. Making the decision is the first step. So to become a homeowner, you got to think, hey, this is what I want to do. I want to make decisions. A lot of people are renting homes and apartments and whatnot. They haven't even got to the point where they want to make a decision on, you know, what I'm going to do for my future. Why would you make a decision? Why would you even think about home ownership? Why is it important to be a homeowner? You know, what are the benefits of home ownership? You know, what are the negatives? You know, we want to look at the whole thing. We want to weigh everything and making a proper decision. Do I need to make a decision now? You know, am I old enough? Am I too young? You know, all these are questions that you have to ask yourself in making that decision. So, you know, regardless of where you're at, home ownership, I believe, in my opinion, is always going to be a benefit to the person trying to get into the home. What are the benefits? You know, we talk about this almost every day. We talk about the benefit of having a building equity or building a savings in the property that you buy. You know, you can't rent an apartment or you can't rent a home and build equity in that home. You cannot do that. It's impossible. So the benefit of owning a home is that one of them is that you build equity. You build savings in that. I want to bring on Mr. Van Stagg right now because I want him to introduce his company. And we skip the sponsors. I get the sponsors at the end of the show, but I want him to come on and introduce his company and let him know that, you know, we're ready to go. I said Mr. Van Stagg is our banker and resident real estate investor expert. So, Van, how are you today?
I'm doing great, guys. Welcome from New York. Doing great from New York.
Hey, man, it's always good to hear your voice, and we look forward to your insight and your information. Van, I was got a little topic for today, back to basics, yep. And the ABCs of home ownership, and I was explaining to them three steps, and I'm going to let you talk about the first step, making a decision. Tell them what you think about that, Van.
Well, you know, at some point in your life, you're going to have to make a decision whether or not, you know, do I want to continue on the path that I'm on, making someone else rich, living in the congested apartment complex with, I don't know how many apartments. Just say it's 50 other apartments there, you know. You can't control anything. Remember, you know, you may have pride in what you own, you know, your personal effects or whatever, but other people don't. So that's why sometimes you'll have neighbors next to each other where this guy has his grass is nice, his you know, it's plants, landscaping, you know, his house is painted real nice, and the other people next door to him, you can tell they're probably renters because they don't care. They park on the grass. They leave paper, you know, cups on the grass when they walk in the house. They don't go back and pick them up. So I said, well, so I guess what I'm saying, at some point you got to decide in your life, you know, do you want to build something for yourself, invest in yourself, invest in your family, and stop, you know, get out this rental game, you know, unless you're the landlord, you know what I mean? you're making someone else rich. Later in the show, I want to discuss, you know, because I spoke to someone last night that I was talking into refinancing their home because the rates are so low. But we'll discuss that later, and I can kind of you'll see the comparison between the you know, where they are now versus where they could be if they refi. But back to you guys.
You know, Van, that is a great point what you brought up, and that also kind of makes the point of what we say, making the decision into becoming a homeowner, because you have an opportunity a lot of times when you invest in your own home to refinance it at a better interest rate. Your credit get better. You get a little bit more money from the job. You can pay down on your mortgage. So that really falls into this category. You know why should
That's
you
right.
even make the decision? So
right.
that is
That's
excellent.
Right.
John, you got anything you want to chime in on? Okay, maybe
hey man,
John then backed up a
good.
Little bit.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a little backed up. I'm inside Lowe's right here today. We get some wood and stuff. But hey, y'all go ahead, man. I'm listening.
You know, another thing, Gerard, as well. You know, like when I live here in Jersey here, apartment is probably now I don't own, but I am looking to buy a 3-family house myself personally while I'm living here in this area, right. so I can rent to others. But I'm actually living in one of my brother's condos that he owns here. But you know, it's about 1,000 square feet or less. You know, it's got to be less than that. It's a 3-bedroom, and I want it can't be no more, because 1 bedroom should really be a closet. It's not even big at all. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I want to say his rental, I mean his mortgage on this thing is roughly about I want to say it's about $2,500 a month. You know, but it overlooks the city. It's beautiful. You know, I'm sitting out here now in the car while I'm talking to you guys in front of my park that's right in front of the house. I mean, it's beautiful. People jogging up and down here with masks on. It's a wonderful place. But, you know, being a homeowner several times over, you know, personally, you know, it's not for me. Like, I like a lot of space. You know what I mean? So, you know,
yeah.
When you buy a house, yeah, you pick up the extra space. You know, now you can buy the couch that you want to fit in that, you know, that space you want versus this little rental stuff. You know what I mean? I mean, I think about all the money that I'm wasting now just being here. You know, renter's insurance, all these little things. Yeah, you know, I'm not now. My brother's building equity because he bought the thing. You know, he's the landlord. He's the one that's getting wealthy behind it, not me. It didn't go in my, you know, it didn't go in my pocket. You understand? So we have to make a decision: do we want to continue to make our landlords rich, or put ourselves in a better financial situation with our families, you know, or just ourselves in general? Now, the difference between this market here in New Jersey and New York versus maybe South Carolina is a lot of people move here to Jersey just so they can work in Manhattan. So most of them aren't interested in becoming homeowners. You know, most of these people here are happy to pay the $2,500, $3,000 rent, because over in Manhattan they're paying $4,000, $5,000 to live in Manhattan. You know, so right. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, we have to make that decision. You know, so it's a different thing here. But in South Carolina, these other southern states, even some of the, you know, Virginia, some of the northern states too, where you still can find, I mean, they get deals all over. I mean, I'm looking at a house not too far from where I'm staying here now, it's a two-family. You know, they want about $450,000 for it. You know, and as we know, $450,000 here isn't much because you got some million-dollar properties. You know, the value's $1 million, but they don't look like $1 million. You know what I'm saying? In South Carolina, that same $500,000 house would be a mansion.
Van, I want to key in.
Well, those are all great
points.
Go ahead, John.
I want to key in on something. Now, I thought I heard something. I want to make sure I heard it right. You said people up there do not want to buy because they can rent for a certain price. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes,
is that
sir.
What you said?
Yeah, so right. So up here, like I was saying, you have people that, you know, most of the New Yorkers, they live in Manhattan, the Bronx, you know, all these little areas right along the Hudson here are trying to move to New Jersey because they're paying $5,000-$7,000 a month rent. Most people cannot live in New York without having a roommate. But you can come over here to Jersey. You can come over here to Jersey where I actually live, and you can find rentals for, you know, 1,800, 2,000, 2,200. You see what I'm saying? I'm technically a 10-minute ride into Manhattan. Go ahead and listen to you.
Well, the reason I was saying that, I just thought I heard this, and I was saying that it's still better to buy than it is to rent, because even once they at lowest rates are today, then you know the people just got to be educated on this process that they can buy this house instead of rent. Even if they buy a property in Manhattan where they're paying $5,000 or $6,000 a month rent, it's still going to be cheaper to buy it than it is to rent it. Because if somebody would sell,
sir.
I do understand the guy, the landlord's got them houses locked down, and hey, I'm getting $5,000 a month.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm doubling my payment on it, so I'm happy.
That's right.
But I'm just saying,
that's right.
the mindset of the people, we have to get the people mindset right to get them to understand that they still can buy cheaper than you can rent. I don't care where you at in the country, that it's still going to be cheaper buying than renting because of their interest rates. But interest rates are so low right now.
John, you just fell into my next step. You just fell into my next step. And step two on this process is getting informed and getting educated. Because now what you're saying is that you need to be educated and informed about, okay, what can I do in the area that I'm in? You know, New York is different from South Carolina. South Carolina is different from Miami. Miami is different from Houston, Texas. Houston is different from California. So we, you know, in Seattle. So,
but you're right.
We need to get educated and informed and where we at and to make the correct decision. Go ahead, Ben.
The only thing different that people got to understand is the price. The process is the same.
So that's what I was going to go ahead, Van. I'm looking at a three-family house around the corner from where I live. It's a three-family home. It's $450,000. Now, I need a little work, but my goal is to buy the house, live in one of the apartments, and rent the other two out so I can live free. You understand? So that's my goal. So, you know, you have to get the education. You got to understand that you can do this. You know, I'm single. You know, my kids live in Boston. I'm single, so I don't, you know, the apartments might be, like you said, might be 1,000 square feet, but guess what? It's all mine, and I'm living for free. Because up here in this area, it's a seller's market. It's a landlord's market. It's so many people fighting for property. I mean, it's hard to find a place to stay. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the apartments are plentiful, but still, you know, it's so many people coming over here. I mean, every month there's new people. You can just see the truck, the U-Haul trucks, you know, coming back and forth. So, you know, you can make, like I said, if you're a real estate investor, you can make some money here, man. This is one of those markets where you don't even have to flip your house. You can buy and hold it.
I want people to really understand what you're saying. If that's a real estate market and you got investors coming in there, hey, man, if you're a homeowner and you're looking to buy a home in New York, then that's the best place to buy because now you can get the same deals that the investor is getting. So, you know, put yourself in that mindset. Even if you're gonna live in the house, you're still getting the same deal as you're gonna rent the house. And that's gonna be equity in the house that you have. So that's the thing I always try to teach people is, you know, hey, don't think because an investor doing it, you can't do it as a homeowner. You can get the same deals that the investor get as a homeowner. And the only difference is you're gonna live in the house and you're gonna save the money instead of renting the house out and making the money. But there again, whenever you want to retire, you want to move on, you own the property, now you can rent it out, you know. So, you know, I just want to put that out there because I was hearing you guys saying that, and I just wanted to, you know, throw that out there to the people because we always educating the people, and I want people to really understand from an investor point of view to a homeowner, somebody trying to buy for the first time, it's really the same. There's no difference in the way we approach this.
Same.
You know, there's no difference because, you know, you can – even though I'm buying a home, if I buy a home that I want to live in, I'm still looking at it from an investor mindset. Even if I go to California the next week and I buy a home, I'm looking at it from an investor point of view, but even though I'm going to live in it. So I just want to put that out there for the people to understand.
Right. That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay. That's great.
That's the best approach.
Run me into the last step that the one, two, three steps of home ownership, make a decision, get informed and get educated, and the last one is make the move. Once you get the knowledge, you have the information, make the move. Don't have any fear about it. Get into it. Jump into the market. Find out, you know, do your research. Find out which way you're going to move and get right into it. Don't overanalyze. Don't take say, well, I can wait for another month. This market changes daily, almost minute by minute. You know, today it could be one thing. Tomorrow the interest rates could change. We could have another situation come across. Anything could happen. So that goes back to my quote of the day, all we have is this moment. So make the best of this moment. So the third step is make the move. Let's get going. If you know this is what you want to do and you've made the decision, you're getting informed, you're getting educated, it's real important. Then you make the move. Tell me what you think about it, John. Okay, Van, tell me what you think about it.
Okay. Well, hey, listen. You know, every show I try to rant a little bit for a couple minutes about living in fear. And, you know, what we always say is, you know, you see so many other homeowners. You see people out here, you know, if your grandpa was a homeowner, you know, your aunt and uncles are homeowners, you can do it too. It's not hard, you know. I mean, like John said, if you're an investor or just a regular homeowner, you want to become a homeowner just for yourself. I mean, the steps are really basically the same. You know, you need certain documents and certain assets and income and that kind of, you know, the parameters on those things. But it's not hard. You know, it may seem like it's, let's just say if it's 20 items you got to have, you know, that's not very difficult. You know, we do more things at our jobs that are more difficult than getting a house, buying a house. You know, you understand, like, I don't know what the mindset is. Again, I always say, you know, people do as they see, not as they're told. If like I said, your grandma was a homeowner, you become a homeowner. Because you watched her become a homeowner. Your mom, you know, your dad, you watch those things. But if they were renters, you don't know. But what we're trying to tell you is, even if you have bad credit, you still can buy a house. That's why we're here. We're here to help you. Stop being scared. Call us. You know, we can educate you on how you can get a house with bad credit. When I started in the mortgage business, I built my business on helping people with marginal credit, with B, C, and D credit. I didn't want the A credit people because the A credit people, you know, they want too much from you, and it's the same headache if you got A paper, you know, if you got great credit or if you got bad credit. I'm having the same pitfalls. So, but because who I was and me wanting to be a to help my people and be a giver and show people about home ownership, I took the challenge. I said, "Hey, give me the people with the bad credit. I want those challenges." So So not only can I teach them how to repair their credit, you know, there are lenders out here. Yeah, you might have to pay a little more because your credit's bad. But a lot of times when you break down the payment, let's just say you had to pay because you got bad credit, you can't get the best rate, but you're gonna get a little bit higher rate. But the little higher rate may only be, when you break it down to the dollars and cents, it may only be $15, $20 more a month. I mean, you can stop eating cheeseburgers for, you know, once a week and pay that extra $20. But if you don't get the knowledge, then you won't never know. You know, I tell people, don't cry about interest rates. Why are you crying about an interest rate? Let's break down the actual payment so you'll see what you got to pay. You know, let's get educated. Wow. You know, it's real simple. But most of us are scared.
Van, you made a good point. Van, I travel across the country. In different states every day. And it's over, if I'm correct, it is over 450 million people in this country, somewhere in that range, between 300 and 400 million people in this country. And I see homes, I see farms, I see industrial buildings, I see all kind of structures built by people and owned by people. And that has always been a motivating factor for me, that if this guy can do this, for sure I can do it.
I can do it.
If these people can do this, I can do it. It's too many people who are successful for me to not believe that I can be successful. I got to believe that I can be successful. So the point is that you got to believe in yourself. You know, we don't think about that a lot, because we just kind of run day to day and don't believe. But you have made accomplishments in your life that are great, and all you have to do is believe that you can continue making these accomplishments to have what you want to have. You know, having a home and owning a home is not rocket science. It's not impossible.
It's not. It's easy. You got to take the initiative.
Right. And we do it, and we're doing it, and we want to continue. We want to educate, and we want to inform, and we want to inspire other people to do it. It's not just for the point of making money. You don't have the people who are really making money in the home and home building and home owning industry is not giving this information out. Why do they not get this information out? Go ahead, man.
They don't give this information out, Gerard. Listen. When I talk to people, because, you know, every time I'm talking to another investor, somebody who I'm trying to, you know, make an event to the real estate investment market, they always say, but they always say, the first thing they always say to me, well, if it's that good, why isn't everybody doing it? And you know what I say to them? I said, listen, I'm thankful to God, to the great creator, that everybody isn't doing it. I'm glad that I'm so happy most people think like you do, because if everybody was doing it, it wouldn't be so lucrative for me. You know,
right.
Thank you.
Right.
I'm glad you want to buy a house at full value and move into it and pay top dollar for it. Thank you, Jesus. You understand? Yeah. Thank you.
Right.
I'm happy.
And that's the thing. Okay. That's the point. The point is that, you know, people get paid off your ignorance. People get paid because you choose to be ignorant, and ignorant just means that you don't know the facts.
Listen,
and
they'll ask me questions like
something, you can't make a proper decision.
Listen, they'll ask me stuff like this. Think about how stupid this is. They'll say stuff like, "So you buy a house for a small amount of money, put a little money, and sell it high? Isn't that cheating people?" And all this, I said, wow. I said, look at the mindset that you have. I said, I can't believe it. I said, now this is a capitalist society. This is what it's built on.
Wow.
I said, but if you see me making money, I'm the bad guy. But nobody said anything.
Man, that same person.
Listen. Wait,
That same person will go to Walmart and pay the price of Walmart and don't realize that they're paying almost five times what that product costs.
That's what I was getting ready to say. I said, but nobody says anything about that candy bar you just bought from Walmart that you paid $1.36 for. And Mr. Walmart bought that same candy bar for a nickel and sold it to you for $1.35. Now, what do you call that? Okay. You understand? You listen.
Yeah,
so we got to get out of this.
That is
we
crazy.
Have to get. It's crazy. We have got to get out of this mindset that everybody's trying to hurt us. The three of us and whoever else is on this, what we're trying to do is teach you how to buy a piece of property. You're investing in this property. It's an investment. You have a 401k at work. They pull all that money out your bank account every pay period. And you get your statement once every 4 months, and you look at it, and, okay, I'm moving up. Well, you could have bought a house and flipped a house and turned that same money on 401k, you could have doubled in 60 days, 45 to 60 days. But nobody says anything about that. The one thing that we do know, Gerard and Jaron, is everybody has to have somewhere to sleep. We don't really care about cars. We'll buy a car here or there, but we got public transportation for that, right? All my friend has a car. My girlfriend has a car. I don't need a car. But we all want to have somewhere to sleep. At night, when you drive down the streets, you don't see people on the street. You might see a few homeless people, but they're homeless. They wish they had a home. You understand?
Right.
So
right.
Even that little house you think ain't worth nothing, guess what? Somebody will live there.
Right.
If somebody
right.
will live there, and if they have a job, they'll pay you rent. Or they may get government assistance to pay the rent for them to you. Stop letting other people control your destiny. You know, it's time
you
for
know,
to change
Evan,
our mindset.
You know, Evan, there are so many avenues to becoming a homeowner that we really can't even discuss all of them because there's so many. But the key points is that, first of all, you need to make your decision. Second of all, you need to get educated. And third, you need to make the move. You know, and that's what this show has been about today. You know, it's simple. We got 3 minutes left, Van. I'm gonna let you go ahead and give us your rant of the day, Van. Give it to us.
Listen, I think I followed a little bit of it right there. You know, listen, the time is now. No, seriously, the time is now to, you know, I'm 47. You know, I'm you know, a lot of people think, well, I'm 20, I got plenty of time. No, you don't. You may get hit by a car tomorrow. You know, bottom line is the earlier you start, the better you're going to be. You know, if you start investing properties at 20, by the time you hit 40, you're retired. You can literally be retired at 40, living your best life, taking trips everywhere, all because somebody's paying you rent or you flip one house a quarter every 4 months, you see what I'm saying? One house.
Right.
Every three months you flip a house or two. And make you $15,000-$20,000.
Right.
Well, look, that's $100,000 a year. That's insane.
Hey, man, that's excellent. Hey, Van, I want you to go ahead and tell about your company right quick because we got 2 minutes left. So I want you to tell everybody about your company and let them know how to contact you, Van.
Okay, listen, my company is the Vanco Consulting Group. You know, we do small business consulting. You investors that are out there, you want to invest, you know, you're really in real estate, so you're going to need an LLC, some type of corporation to put your properties under. That's what I do. Call me. I can help you with all of that as well. You know, if you need some real estate financing, we can all help you with that. My company is the Vanco Consulting Group. You can email me at GM at Vanco, V-A-N-C-O. Group GROUPLLC.com VancoGroup.LLC.com or
all right.
My phone number 646-470-4726.
Excellent. I'm gonna close out with our sponsors. I wanna thank South Carolina Funding Group. Go ahead. I'm sorry, John, go ahead.
Go ahead, close out.
Yeah, I wanna thank South Carolina Funding Group. Financing residential, commercial, industrial properties. Hey, call us for your next deal. We have your financing. I want to thank First Source Funding and Trade Lines Auto Group. Hey, get with these people
to get your next automobile 20% below retail. I want to thank Outside the Box Investors out of Augusta, Georgia, and EAM Investors out of Augusta, Georgia, part of the John Fuller Group, doing an excellent job investing in real estate in South Carolina and in Georgia. I want to turn it back over to John. It was a great show. Go ahead, John, close us out.
Hey, man, it was a great show, man. You had everybody at Home Depot listening to you today, man. I had it on speakerphone, so we were rolling. So we got people that we done got a bunch of new customers down here that's interested in us. So, hey, guys, man, great show today, man. I couldn't get on and do that much talking, but y'all did an excellent job. We were in here buying wood for a house we're remodeling down here. But, hey, man, the Home Depot crowd was listening in. So you guys did a good job, man. So, hey, man, same bat channel, same bat time tomorrow, man. Let's just keep it going.
All right.
Great,
thank you for listening to
guys.
Real Talk, Real Estate.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Van.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.